I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Podsave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Podsave the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Welcome to Realizing Your Dreams. Your dreams are important. That's why you're listening to this podcast. Welcome to Chasing Your Dreams. I am your host, Dale. This is episode 64 in our 397-episode series of Chasing Your Dreams, Finding the Inner You, and Realizing the Success that You Deserve. As always, part one of each episode is available totally free on your favorite podcatcher. For part two, a closer look at how you can achieve your dreams and goals is available on our app, Chasing Your Dreams. The app, where for just $29.99 a month, you will receive bonus episodes, the aforementioned parts two, and other special rewards. Download the app today. Chasing Your Dreams from the App Store. No one can tell you how to live your life. You are the one who is in charge. You might be listening to this while you're driving drunks around your local city. You may be intoxicated yourself. You may be hitting that vape pipe with THC in it, either Delta 8 or Delta 9. But you have a goal in mind. We can help you achieve that goal. Find the inner you and let it out. Have a goal. Think about what you'd like to accomplish. And accomplish it. It all starts with our four-point plan. 1. Have a plan. 2. Have a goal. 3. If you're suffering from a condition, it might be time to talk to your doctor about drugs. Drugs help alleviate symptoms of most conditions. Some conditions may not require drugs, but the best thing you can do, ask your doctor for drugs and feel like you want to feel. Conditionless. Thanks to drugs. Drugs may not be for everyone. Talk to your doctor, really, about drugs. Don't take drugs if you're allergic to drugs.
Side effects may include spontaneous skeletal ejection, teeth morphing. Drugs may cause your shadow to strangle you in your sleep, possible losing of sentient black goo that whispers your darkest fears in rhyme, chance of your eyeballs exploding, spontaneous ejaculation, and, in rare cases, your soul may claw its way out of your brain and challenge the devil to a fiddle contest.
Don't wait. Talk to your doctor about drugs. Drugs. Believe in yourself. And 4. Try to achieve that goal. Those are the four key tenets to helping you succeed in life and get what you want. Have you ever had a confrontation? Something in your childhood that you wish you could go back and change? As we get older, we realize that the times we were bullied and didn't stand up for ourselves mean absolutely nothing, even though you can't let go of them almost 50 years after they happened. That's why you need a four-point plan. 1. Remember when you were bullied. 2. Try not to obsess about the time you were bullied. 3. There's nothing you can do about it. No matter how hard you try, no such thing as a time machine exists where you could go back as a fully grown adult and beat the living shit out of the kid who bullied you. And 4. Believe in yourself. Stop masturbating. It's not good for you. Although it might be, it's not. If you're obsessively masturbating all day and night, looking up pornography or having phone sex or trying to find someone, just anyone, to have a nasty conversation with you, stop doing that. Think about yourself. That ejaculation isn't going to help you succeed in life. What'll help you succeed in life is belief in your inner ability to not have to masturbate every night. And sure, you're driving an Uber now, but tomorrow, you could be driving a Lyft, or maybe a limousine, or maybe a Suburban as you gallivant across the city with celebrities and musicians, or a drunken bridal party in the back of your car. Don't worry if they puke. It's not your fault. Make them clean it up. At gunpoint if you have to. You are in charge. Take the first step. Our four-point plan in taking the first step involves 1. Taking the first step. 2. taking another step. 3.
You've heard of Spotify, but have you heard of Swatify? Swatify. Stop using phone masking software to contact your local police department. The Swatify app helps you get even. Perfect for people you disagree with politically or those who've done you wrong in the past.
Clarence, who is it?
I don't know. They keep hitting me. They put handcuffs on my arms and they don't know I have diabetes.
Ma'am, control your animal or we will be forced to.
The Swatify app. Prank your friends. Swatify. Being aware of your surroundings so you don't fall when you do number 4. Your third step. Now you're on your way. Section B of Part 1. Don't think about the past. Don't worry about the future. Think of today. Think about how you couldn't find your keys this morning, and how you threw that full bowl of cereal against the wall, and watched the milk drip down as your dog came over and licked up the cereal from the floor with shards of ceramic in it. Don't worry, your dog will be fine. Don't drive around all day thinking about the possible internal bleeding your dog might be facing because you were too lazy to clean up the food and shards of ceramic. But that's okay. Your dog loves Cheerios. And anyway, you found your fucking keys. They were in your coat pocket. But you were too drunk last night when you got home and you forgot all about where you left them. Thank God you have that vape pen. You are in control. You are the first and last when it comes to your motivation. Visualize your success, and maybe tomorrow you won't be driving an Uber. Maybe tomorrow you'll be driving Uber Eats, not picking people up, but doing the wonderful thing that every single person on earth loves to do, which is to drive food to some lazy stoner's house. Try not to eat the food that's in the bag. Try not to be late. Try not to get busy texting or playing a game on your phone or watching a movie or a television program, or listening to a podcast like this one to help motivate you. That's part of our 4-step plan. 1. Don't drive for Uber. 2. Don't drive for Uber Eats. 3. Don't eat the things that people have ordered from the restaurant while you're in the car because you won't be able to seal up the bag. And 4. Don't drive for Uber. You are in control. You are a god. You can manifest your own world in your mind without even leaving your house. You can sit in your bed completely naked, pumping your fist while you dream of conquering and enslaving an entire population of people. But that's in part 2, and we'll talk about that more. You are in control. You are the person who can finally motivate yourself to get up off your ass and walk to the store to get a pack of cigarettes and a 6-pack of cheap beer because that's all you can afford. But tomorrow, you'll be able to afford 2 packs of cigarettes and a bottle of whiskey. You are in charge. Take the first step. Believe in yourself. The energy that surrounds you like the Force from Star Wars actually exists. And although you might not be a Jedi, you can harness that energy that's swirling around in the ether and take it into your body and motivate yourself to succeed. That is our 4-point plan, and we do hope you're taking notes because there'll be a quiz. Really, there'll be a quiz, and if you don't pass it, you won't get your money back, and we will cancel and block you from access to our app. So make sure you are studying. Step 1, study. Step 2, study some more. Step 3, write everything down so you don't forget it. Step 4, don't fail the quiz, or we'll come to your house and remove your pinky. Remember, everything you want is within your grasp, and all you have to do is believe in yourself. Believe in yourself, and those drunk people in the back of your Uber won't matter. You won't think about them. There's a pretty girl, and she's sort of passing out, and you could easily pull over into a dark alley, but you're not going to do that because you believe in yourself, and plus you don't want to go to jail. Trust me, you do not want to go to jail. Even for a minor sexual assault, it is not worth it because not only are you stuck in jail eating horrible food and surrounded by terrible people, but the retribution that will be foisted upon you is twice as worse, if not 10 times as worse, as what simply just grabbing a woman through her shirt and trying to feel her nipple. It's not worth it, trust me. That's our 4-point plan. And make sure you're taking notes. One, don't fondle women who have passed out in the back of your Uber, even if you know you can get away with it. Two, don't touch a woman's nipple if she doesn't give you the permission to do so. It's just not right. Three, this is not funny. I am telling you, do not do it. And four, don't masturbate while you have people in your Uber. You are in control. You are the person. You are the God. You are the universe. Everything revolves around you, and you only have to have the will, the strength, to create the gravity, to bring everything to you so you can succeed and own anything you'd like and touch anybody's nipple because you have enough money to pay them off or convince them to live with you. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to touch any nipple that you wanted? Male, female, man, beast, it doesn't matter. I don't know if insects have nipples, but if they do, you will be able to touch them, to milk them, to caress them, to feed, because you have belief in yourself.
End of part one.
For part two of this podcast.
But yeah, so tired of always running to work with Dunkin' in your stomach or that Chick-fil-A? Yeah, it's good sometimes, but it's just like not the nutrition that we need, you know? So this is why I've partnered with Foodbox. Guys, yes, have you guys heard of it? It is absolutely amazing. It's a great service. And it can like, you can just like buy now and pay later. But you can also order when you want it, whenever, 24-hour service. I know, how many like DoorDash deliveries can do that, right? So anyways, Foodbox is really awesome. It can like provide all your proteins or all of your veggies and like peas and carrots and all that. But there's so much more than peas and carrots, guys. There's like leeks and this stuff called bok choy. Bok choy? That's so cool and exotic, right? So there's bok choy and then like chicken or like soy or like edamame beans. I know that's a vegetable, but it's great for protein. Isn't that so cool? So it's like a food box like kills two birds, one stone. So I really would appreciate it if you guys click the link down below and check out my coupon code for Sassy Girl 10% off at Foodbox. Thanks, guys.
Download the app. Go to your app store. Go right now. Download. Only $29.99 a month. Find the inner you. Feed it. Better than drugs. Way, way, way better than drugs. Almost as good as drugs. Possibly as good as, if not maybe slightly more better than drugs. Possibly even better with drugs. Go right now. Find the inner you. Your key to success lies in our motivational plan. Part two. Remember that. It's part two. Go to the app right now. Sign up. $29.99 a month. That's all it is. You won't forget. And if you do, we'll keep charging you anyway. Find your motivation. Become a god. Touch nipples, penises, whatever. Touch anything you like. All you need is part two of the program. And you'll stop driving Uber. And now, a testimonial.
Before I joined the program, I was constantly just driving around, looking in windows. I would rummage through mailboxes if it was at night, you know, trying to see if people left mail on their mailbox. You find magazines sometimes, birthday cards. If it's a check, you just throw the check away. I like to read the birthday card because it makes me think, you know, somebody cares about somebody else. I don't get birthday cards. Sometimes when I'm on Facebook and it's my birthday, you know, a bunch of people that I used to know, some members of my family, they post messages like, happy birthday. And you know, that makes me feel good. But, I grew up in the time when you got cards. Then I would also, go to stores and shoplift things that I didn't need. You know, I'd get a hairbrush or nail clippers. Got about 78 pairs of nail clippers. You know, they just lay in a drawer. I haven't even opened them and stuff like that. You know, hosiery. I don't need hosiery. I thought at one time I might start robbing places, so the hosiery would be a good thing, but I don't need it. I'm not going to rob anybody. It's not really my thing, you know. I don't want to go robbing people or hurting people. I want to, you know, be motivated to go out and find my inner me and succeed and all that stuff. You know, it's like the program helps. The program can help you. That's, it's worth $29.99 a month. I've been using the app for about 2 years now, and it really helped with my chronic masturbation. You know, I would do it at work. I would do it when I was unemployed, but a lot at work. And also when I was unemployed, I would do it in the car When I'm driving around looking in windows, usually I would stop in a driveway. If I knew there was a woman inside, even if I couldn't see her, I knew she was there, and I would picture, you know, what it would be like if she knew I was doing it. And that's what helped me get through that. You know, I've had a lot of relationships over the years. Most of them haven't been very good, usually because I'm a chronic masturbator. And so, you know, I would start out normal and then just start, you know, masturbating a lot, looking at pornography and, you know, looking at a friend's Facebook pages and stuff like that. But anyway, I'm over all that now, thanks to the plan. And I did sign up for part two. You really need to get part two. Part two is worth it. $29.99 a month is worth it. And, you know, find you and succeed and all that.
Thank you. Join me next week. Until then, I'm Dale. And you are a success.
Uh-huh. Yep.
The Bob Seger System, Rambling Gambling Man, right here on a Tuesday, 2.04 p.m. It is Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. Boy, the year is almost a fourth of the way in the past. Got it in the can. That's right. We got it in the can. Like that podcast parody that I just did. That podcast parody comes from being in an Uber the other night and a guy listening to self-motivational tapes or something or other, probably not tapes, but definitely something streaming that kept getting interrupted by commercials. I didn't have a time to do as many commercials, and it was a little repetitive. They were the same ones, but I want to thank Ann Powell, who works in my office, for doing the very funny food box parody. Good job, Ann. Thank you. I don't have a lot to talk about. I wanted to, of course, thank the sponsors of Radio Labyrinth, that being Atlanta Pizza in Euro in Conyers, Georgia, and also LDI Repro Printing in Athens, Georgia. You can see our live commercial of them in the YouTube version of the Radio Labyrinth podcast. More detailed information also existing on both that one and, of course, the podcast feed on your favorite podcatcher. I had a great lunch today at Matthew's in Tucker, Matthew's Cafeteria, with a friend of mine, and we talked about all sorts of fun things. I have had horrible, horrible gastrointestinal distress, GERD. So I had chicken and dumplings and mashed potatoes, no gravy, a little bit of butter, and some cabbage. So I'll be farting later, but at least I won't have a shitload of, you know, heartburn. Hey, I had a great weekend. My friend Larry came down and visited. Last week we went and saw Mary Lynn Ricegoob on Friday night, do stand up at a partially filled comedy club. The Punchline is a great place to see them. Great food there. Also went to Tucker Brewing and had a delicious pretzel and a so-so hamburger and a couple of good beers. And then wound up Friday night at Moonshadow Tavern in Tucker, Georgia. Never been there, but I will be going back. The food looks really good. Great atmosphere. Saturday, we went to the Vortex, and we got to hang out at Little Five Points in Atlanta. Have you ever been to Little Five Points in Atlanta? It's a great place. It's a nice place. You should definitely go there if you've never been there. And we saw a band called the Hard Quartet, which I talked about last week. And what a great band. What a great night. We watched a little college basketball. It's Sunday, we went out to lunch with Jeff Leboff from Radio Labyrinth and our buddy Stu. Stu's been on Radio Labyrinth. He talked about meeting Muhammad Ali. And we went up to Avalon, another first for me. So, you know, I got out all weekend long, and I never do anything like that, even if I didn't have a child, even if I weren't married. Odds are I wouldn't have done that, so it was a lot of fun. And let's see. Going to talk about a lot on Radio Labyrinth this week. We're recording tomorrow night. Don't forget that we do now record Radios in the Dark live around 8:15 every Wednesday night. We have a guest this week, Valen Hall from Righteous Gemstones. She's Aunt Tiffany, a.k.a. Toilet Baby. And I believe that her first episode where we're going to hear her and see her is going to be this weekend, too. So lots to look forward to. And let's see. I don't know. What else should I talk about? I don't really have a lot to talk about. Oh, yeah, I'll be filling in. If you're in the Atlanta area and you want to listen to me on the radio, I'll be filling in for Shelley Winter. Allergies or not, Friday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's right before Sean Hannity. And that's, what, 3 days away. So that'd be the 28th. And that'll be a lot of fun. If you don't live in Atlanta, download the WSB radio app and you can listen to it. Or you can get the podcast. I don't know where that'll be. I'll ask him if I can have it and download it or put it up someplace. Thanks for listening to Travels. Make sure you check out Radio Labyrinth every week. And God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.